News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The country's economic reform program is already bearing fruit. This from Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Dr. Phillips told parliamentarians in the House of Representatives last Tuesday that the country's debt-to-GDP ratio is firmly on a downward path.
When the government reduces its borrowing, this should have a positive impact on the lowering of interest rates generally, and more significantly on the lowering of the debt burden. Our debt burden, as measured by the debt-to-GDP ratio, is firmly on a downward trajectory and should be about 5 to 7% less for this fiscal year than it was at the beginning of the economic reform program.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica has reported GDP growth of 0.5% during the September 2013 quarter, following a decline of 0.2% in the preceding quarter. Meanwhile, a team from the International Monetary Fund is scheduled to visit Jamaica from February 5 to 14 for a review of the country's performance under the Extended Fund Facility. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the review will assess the performance of the quarter ending December 2013 and the outlook going forward.
Our assessment indicates that all quantitative targets and structural benchmarks for the December quarter have been met.
Dr. Phillips was addressing last Tuesday's sitting of Parliament. A major international logistics hub symposium is slated to be held in Montego Bay later this year. The event, a collaborative effort of the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce and the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, is one of the outcomes of the highly successful two-day logistics hub symposium for local investors held in Kingston January 21 and 22.
The World Bank has agreed to fully endorse this Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium for international investors. This symposium will bring together members of the Jamaican private sector and global investors seeking linkages with Jamaican companies. This is one of the major developments that we are particularly proud of.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton, speaking at a post-Logistics Hub Symposium press briefing held last week at Jamaica House. The Ministry of Youth and Culture is moving to identify additional sustainable job opportunities for young people within the creative industries, particularly in reggae music. This is one of the key areas of a memorandum of understanding being negotiated with the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association, JARIA. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says the MOU also aims to facilitate heightened awareness, knowledge and understanding among Jamaica's youth of the importance of reggae music.
What we have is heart, passion, and love for culture. And we're pleased because we intend to sign a 5-year memorandum of understanding with JARIA to do a number of things. And we are partnering to have the Reggae Open Air Universities, the symposium, the trade fair, but more importantly, to really take our music to teach.
Minister Hanna was speaking recently at the launch of Reggae Month 2014. February is being observed as Reggae Month under the theme, The Journey Continues. And the Lucy Pipeline Replacement and Non-Revenue Water Reduction Project is set to be completed in another few months. Junior Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Ian Hales says this will result in the pumping of an additional 5 million gallons of water per day to Negro land surrounding areas.
From the standpoint of this administration, Western Jamaica is our focus going forward in terms of dealing with the water problem once and for all.
The $12.6 million US dollar project got underway last September. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Cha, the two on wrong. A gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality.
Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.